Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
To something. I read it and I go, oh my God, I didn't realize this person was a moron. And when Bennett reads it, same thing. When Jeff reads it, same thing. Here's the problem. Some people are swayed by it. Some people do believe it. Like when I spot things that are obvious lies, I spot obvious lies. Some people read those exact same lies and they think it's true. And especially when you are this woman who is all over Facebook, Trump, 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 and then you've got the president literally telling her, the entire country, but especially people like her, because people like her are the ones who will listen to him, saying don't live in fear, shouldn't fear the virus. I mean, the timeline is perfect. He gets out of the hospital and tells people don't fear the virus. Then she's on Facebook talking about I don't fear the virus. Then she's in the hospital with COVID, and now she's dead. And so I only tell the story not to shame this woman, because I'm sure she was otherwise a perfectly reasonable woman. And like I said, I know there are people who loved her and they miss her today. But I do hope that story opened somebody's eyes. You can not fear this virus all you want because you think the mainstream media is lying to you or Dr. Fauci is lying to you. But when it gets you, it can get you. And it doesn't care what you feared or did not fear. It happened to Herman Cain, who was at a Trump rally without a mask, enthusiastically on social media telling you, I'm not wearing a mask. Okay, well, now you're dead. And now it happened to this woman who, again, worked in the school where my middle son goes to school, which, by the way, as of last week, had like more than 80 kids in quarantine. It was the worst school in DeSoto County based on quarantine kids. And now a teacher who worked there has died. So be careful. It's awesome if you want to be as brave as you can be, but don't be stupid. And being in your 70s, talking about I'm not worried about this virus or I'm not going to fear this virus, well, I'll say it as nicely as I can say it. It's not a smart approach. This woman has paid an incredible price for that approach. And hopefully her story can prevent somebody else from doing the same thing. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis live on the radio.com app.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems, literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Your CBD store, Millington, has so many award-winning CBD products, it's a different store for everyone. For you, it's a rest better store, while for your cousin, it's an everything is under control store, and for grandpa, it's a meet me on the tennis court because it's time for an whipping store. Again, it serves different purposes for different people, even fired up Gramps. Your CBD store, award-winning products for a balanced life. Visit your nearest location today. Your CBD store, Millington, 8570 South, Highway 51 North, Suite 107, next to Huey's.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, here to welcome you to exceptional service. We've got the best prices of the season, getting ready for Thanksgiving on ants, termites, and everything in between. Give us a call at 388-0852.
Uncorked flavor, Corky's Barbecue.
Corky's is the answer for your holiday feast. Turkey, hams, and all the fixings. Oh, by the way, try our new Southern Layer Cakes. Order CorkysBBQ.com and save $5.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, one-year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
What I wonder is the awful of hopes.
DraftKings is live in Tennessee with mobile sports betting. Yes, that DraftKings. You may know them as the leading daily fantasy brand, but they have taken their passion for sports and developed what is America's top-rated sportsbook app. It's not some offshore operation like other gambling sites. DraftKings is a legitimate sportsbook based right here in the United States of America. With the DraftKings sportsbook app, you can bet from wherever, whenever. You don't even have to leave your house, provided your house is in the state of Tennessee. So what you want to do is download that top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code WMFS when you sign up. Because for a limited time, all new users can get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's code WMFS, and you can get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day, a little after 5 o'clock. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good. I have a question, and the question is this. Do you have ramen in your house?
Yes, a lot, like a whole box, yes.
Really? Who eats ramen?
Yeah, the kids like Aiden. Aiden likes it.
Well, I have recently been instructed on how to make ramen even better. And so just before I got on the phone with you, I now live alone. So, like, sitting down and making a whole meal, like, you know, broccoli and a steak or whatever, like, you know, I eat ramen. I'm back to, like, you know, a college student. And so here's what you do. Take your ramen. Do you like ramen personally?
I will eat it, but I like if it's there, if somebody says, hey, we've got nothing else to eat except this, do you want, like, I'll eat it, but I have not made ramen for myself in a long time.
I just made ramen. So here's what you do. You make the ramen, and then you you put in a spoonful of peanut butter and two squirts of sriracha sauce, and maybe about half of the, you don't have to use all the ramen seasoning, maybe half the ramen seasoning. And it becomes this sort of Thai, you know how Thai has the peanut butter sauce, this sort of rich Thai, slightly spicy, very tasty ramen. I just had a bowl right just now, and I wanted to pass that along to all of our listeners. A little, a hack. It's a hack. Yeah, it's a hack. It's a ramen hack to make your ramen even more delicious.
Sounds like this might be a recipe you got from one of them fluffy girls on the dating app.
you think think the peanut butter was a giveaway? Does it fluffy?
I think the peanut butter was a giveaway. You're now taking recipe recommendations from Fluffy Girls.
Why the hell did Fluffy Girls come up? I forgot why Fluffy came up, but. Not from a fluff. I did not get this. It's on Google it. It's on the internet. It's got to be. The Fluffy Girl's also on the internet, by the way. But
yes.
But yeah, no. Okay, well, never mind. What do you want to talk about?
Uh-huh. Well, hey, speaking of Fluffy Girls, did you see the Pope? That picture?
What? The what?
Okay. Ben, are you familiar with the story?
I'm familiar.
What is the Pope doing with a Fluffy Girl? This is a scandal.
Okay. Okay, the Pope is apparently on Twitter.
Okay.
It was Twitter or Instagram, but for the sake of the story, let's call it Twitter. And he somebody called him liking, you know, you can just like things. It might have been Instagram. Let's call it Instagram. And it's like a Instagram model with her ass out. I mean, it's just and the Pope was like, I like that, and so it became a big thing. Like the Pope is out there liking Instagram models.
So, Pope Francis' Instagram account appears to like bikini models' photo. Well, I mean, he's okay. You devil. This is according to the New York Post, okay? Oh, you devil is what it says. A bikini model has claimed that Pope Francis's Instagram account liked a racy photo of her dressed in stockings and suspenders. Wow, who can resist stockings and suspenders? Natalia Garabato, 27, said the pontiff's verified account was among the 130,000 that liked an image of her standing at a school locker with a white crop top and a skirt barely reaching her behind. My mom may hate my ass pics, but the Pope be double tapping, the Brazilian joked. And there you go.
Somebody commented.
Is she just saying this, or is there some evidence that this is true? Like, the idea that it's phrased as she claimed. Can't we tell if he liked it or not?
I feel like this is accepted as fact right now.
The light is no
somebody
longer
comment,
there.
Mm-hmm. Somebody commented underneath the picture, said God created that ass. The Pope's just appreciating the Lord's work, as he should.
Another fan told her, it just means that your ass is divine. Anyway, so, I got the Pope has got one over on me because, A, she's not fluffy, and B, he's on Instagram, and I'm not.
You ever fear accidentally liking something that you shouldn't like?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Daily.
Daily. But I mean, that's not even like there's different fears, right? I mean, you can accidentally like something that you didn't actually like. Then there's the whole like make sure your screen is on it, what's supposed to be on it before you take it like that. There's that thing. One of them is totally inadvertent. One of them is you're trying to hide something that's advertent, right?
I remember we were in studio one night and we were messing around on Instagram, and there's a bunch of younger people who work in the studio as like research assistants and that type of stuff. So they're like really into Instagram at a level that I'm not. And so right. I was one night we were just talking about this, and that we were talking about Instagram stories, and one of the girls said, you know, like when you watch, because I had never done an Instagram story at the time. Now I've done plenty, but I had never done one at the time. And so one of the girls said, you know, when people, when you watch their Instagram stories, they see that you watch their Instagram stories. And I was like, do they see if you watched it 40 times in a row? And she was like, I don't think so,
no,
but like,
let's, so.
And I was like, I said, oh my God, like I, my heart sunk. Like I was like, I hope this person doesn't know that I watched their video 40 times in a row, like a creep. So like it was comforting to find out. No, they see that you watch, but they have no idea how many times you've watched it, which is, it's good to know.
In terms of
I was terrified for a moment.
In terms of my fears around that, like, I'm much less concerned with inadvertently liking someone that I didn't mean to like, liking something that I didn't mean to like, than I am. To me, the biggest one still is hitting reply to the wrong person, like sending the email to the wrong person, hitting reply all where you meant to just be. Like, I literally, within the last 3 days, I sent an email, and I had to double and triple check to make sure that the email was only going to one of my relatives as opposed to all of my relatives. You know, like, I mean, that happens all the time. People do that all the time. That is one of the real perils of living in our times.
I text from my computer. So I'm, you know, it's when I get a text, it pops up on my computer. I will text you back from my computer. And I have many times think that I'm responding to one text and actually send it to the other person. Nothing bad or embarrassing, but I've several times had to say, oh, that was meant for somebody else, or that was supposed to go somewhere else.
That could
be devastating. You could really, you send the wrong thing to the wrong person. You got a big problem. Like, my other fear would be, like, I don't even know who, but like, let's say, okay, because of the industry, like, think of the most attractive sideline reporter in American sports, and it's probably somebody I know. So, like, imagine one night they post something on Instagram, and I'm like, I click on that picture, and then I just start scrolling, and next thing you know, you're 74 weeks ago, and then I accidentally liked that. Then it's just like you've just outed yourself as a creep. Like, what are you looking at pictures for? I just put my phone down late at night. I'm not trying to risk it. Just like, right, like drinking and driving.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, just
drinking,
yeah,
and driving, I, and drinking, I'd and scrolling Instagram. You run into problems.
Just go make yourself a bowl of ramen with peanut butter and sriracha.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I will actually try that. Like, though I was dismissive of it, it does sound somewhat intriguing. So I will make that and then report back to. I might even have it for dinner tonight. I don't know. We're living on our own right now.
Have you had the? So there are other things you sort of hear about on the internet that have you ever had the grilled cheese sandwich where you make it with mayonnaise instead of butter? Have you seen that one?
No,
sick.
No, that's definitely a thing. You instead of putting, you can't tell it. It doesn't taste like mayonnaise at all. It's just the coating that makes the grilled cheese, the grilled and the grilled cheese, is mayonnaise instead of butter.
No, I haven't done that. I'm not anti mayonnaise. So I would be comfortable trying that, but like
it works actually.
Butter.
I don't do it routinely. I did it once. I haven't. I'm like Bill Clinton and marijuana. You know, I did it once. I didn't, whatever. But anyway, my
go-to thing with stuff like that is that honey mustard is good with basically everything. Like there's nothing that I won't dip in honey mustard. Very few things that I wouldn't dip in honey mustard and feel good about it.
Well, I mean, you famously didn't you have honey mustard as part of your sushi? Wasn't that, didn't you have a sushi once, Gary Parrish roll or something, and honey mustard was part of it? That's disgusting.
I did. Somebody told me that place got turned into something else or something. I don't really know. I don't go anywhere anymore, so I have no idea. It used to be Bluefin. It might still be Bluefin. I have no idea. But, yeah, I had a sushi roll there. No, it did not have honey mustard in it, but that's only because they didn't have honey mustard. If they would have had honey mustard, we would have put honey mustard on that thing, no question.
Yeah, no, that's what I remember. I remember about that you like honey mustard. Yeah, man. Okay, anyway. Yeah.
Love honey mustard so much. Did you see another team pulled out of the South Dakota event scheduled for next week? Texas A&M said, we ain't going to South Dakota. And so now 5 of the original 8 teams have pulled out of this event. But it's still scheduled to go on, I guess. But it is becoming I do think it's becoming something that Memphis should consider. Should we actually do this? I'm not saying if you go, you're being reckless. I'm just saying it's a perfectly reasonable thing to talk about at this point.
Well, it's pretty clear, though, that they're not. You know, I mean, so from Penny's press conference the other day, late last week, when they asked about this tournament, it was never even, at least the way he talked about it, was never even a consideration of, well, you know, we're thinking about it, or we think we're pretty safe, or whatever else. It was purely talked about in the perspective of, well, we still wish Duke were there and Ohio State were there, but it's going to be a great tournament, whatever. It was not, talked about at all, like it might, you know, be, it's an iffy thing as to whether they're going to participate. It feels like if the tournament is happening, they are going to participate. Now, you know, and they keep subbing in new people when, I mean, new teams when another team pulls out. And obviously, you know, for Texas A&M, they're in the end, they're going to play an SEC schedule, right? Memphis is not. So I get it a little bit. It is funny, though. Like, all around me, people are talking to someone today who just said, we're going to have Thanksgiving, but we're not going to have Thanksgiving now. We're just going to sit around a fire pit and drink. Like, you know, we're not going to have a turkey and a meal and whatever. Everyone's going to eat. And what I mean is that it has nothing to do with basketball, but people are revising their plans furiously now in all walks of life. I don't know if you saw today, the Shelby County Health Department said they are revisiting tripwires and when they have to start cracking down more and what is going to be, in what ways, if the numbers continue to go up, because it's crazy how much they're going up, things are going to have to be reconsidered. So I won't, I'll believe that thing's going to happen when it tips off or when the Tigers get on the plane to go there. Until then, I think you have a hard time. I don't mean that. I just knowing whether it's going to happen or not. How can you possibly know if it's going to happen or not at this point?
Right now, you know, the people are being advised not to have Thanksgiving, and yet I just know that people are going to have Thanksgiving, which is probably going to contribute to the numbers going the wrong direction. Like, there is no indication we're going to get this thing under control. You know, like, Kelly had asked me about Thanksgiving, and it's like, no, we're not doing Thanksgiving. Like, we're not, at this point, we're not doing Christmas. Like, you know, I'll see everybody next year. Like, we'll do Thanksgiving here. The five people who live here will be here. And on Christmas, we'll do Christmas here, and the five people who live here will be here. Or we might go on a trip for Christmas. But the idea that we're gathering at mom's house or dad's house or at my house, that's off the table now. I mean, the numbers are the numbers, and you can only deny them if you're just being ignorant about the situation.
What percentage of people, because we talked about Halloween, right? And I think, and evidently Halloween was not a huge driver, but in the end, you can kind of do Halloween without gathering around the same table, right? Halloween doesn't involve gathering around the same table. It involves going house to house on your own, basically. So, but you can't do Thanksgiving in any way that resembles what you think about Thanksgiving. The whole essence of it is to come around a table with your loved ones and be grateful and eat a turkey. So I don't think, and it's funny, I was listening to Hasselter today, and she said the real problem isn't, like, people are wearing masks when they go to grocery stores. The real problem is small groups with family members who are not in their immediate little cluster and dining out at restaurants, and there was one other thing. So, but it's basically like it's that. It's exactly what Thanksgiving is, right? You get together with 10 of you, and you don't wear a mask. You're in your house. And I think, you know, Halloween to me didn't seem to be a massive threat. This seems to me that I bet people might scale back their Thanksgivings, but I bet at least half the people who are doing Thanksgivings in Shelby County will be doing it with people who are not exactly in their bubble. I think people are just going to ignore. They might say we're not going to have 40 people, we'll just have 12. But I don't think most people are doing what you're doing and just saying we'll just have our five little family members and that's that. I bet at least half of Memphians who are celebrating Thanksgiving will do it with people who, if the health department, if you ask them, should we do this, they'd say no.
Yeah, we did Halloween, but like you said, it's outside, and we were never close to anybody. Like, my kids were close to me, and you know, you'd walk up, and you could, you know, people mostly in my neighborhood at least had a bowl of candy, and they'd say, hey, reach in and grab you a piece or two or five or whatever you want. It did feel safe, and even then, we weren't out for, like, more than 45 minutes because Oliver couldn't see out of his mask and he was throwing a fit and decided he hated Halloween. So we just took it back home. but that felt safe. There's nothing about Thanksgiving that that feels safe. And if I'm being honest, I don't trust everybody in my family who would normally be at a Thanksgiving. Like, I don't – not everybody in my family thinks the way I think. And the people that I would normally spend Thanksgiving with are not people who subscribe to the things, same things I subscribe to. And so I wouldn't want to be around them inside of a house. I mean, that's the other thing. Halloween's outside and you are social distance. Thanksgiving is inside and you're not social distance, or else you're not doing Thanksgiving the way people normally do Thanksgiving. I won't use names here, but you know, families are a pretty diverse group of thinkers in good ways sometimes, but when it comes to this stuff, often bad ways. You know, when it looked like my brother was not going to ever leave the hospital, when it looked like he was going to die, we actually met here at the house on a Friday night with a very small group of people, but the people who needed to be involved in these conversations. And as crazy as it sounds, like, we were planning a funeral. I mean, we had resigned ourselves to he is going to die. And we were planning the funeral, and I suggested pretty strongly that we should not have a funeral for anybody other than the people who are in this room right now, like a very small funeral. And some people who were in the room pushed back on it. They were like, well, no, you know, he would want people to be there. And I said, well, that's great, but like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And so it's stupid to, you know, have the idea of having some 200 people at a funeral, or even 100 people at a funeral. That's ignorant. And somebody who was in this room, I swear to God, said to me, well, I don't even know if this virus is real. And I said, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say. And you don't get to have an opinion on that. You know, like, you don't get that. You can have an opinion on who you think's going to win The Bachelorette, but you don't get to have an opinion on whether the virus is real or not. That's dumb. And I don't mean to be rude to you, but like, that's a dumb thing to say anywhere, but especially in my home. And then this person, I swear, backed it up with this. Well, then we could just do the funeral outside, because you can't catch the virus outside. And there was a baseball game on the television. And I said, will you look at that television screen right there? And they looked, and I said, that's a baseball game being played outside. If it was impossible to catch the virus outside, there would be people at that baseball game right now. But it's not. It's cardboard cutouts, because it's not safe. And you would think somebody would say, oh, okay. But they didn't. They said, well, we're going to have a real funeral, a normal funeral. And I said, well, my family will not be there. And that's where we left it. Now, we never had to go down that path because my brother got better. But, like, those are the conversations we were having, I was having with actual family members. And it's just, depressing. But there are a lot of people around here who think exactly like that person in my home was thinking. And they exist right now. We talked about it earlier today on your show, and then I referenced it in Four Notable Stories. The teacher at my son's school who died of COVID. 2 weeks ago, she was on Facebook talking about this virus was created just to scare people. I'm not going to live in fear. She's dead now. Like, those people are real people. And you would think by now they'd learn, but clearly not.
Well, that the story about your teacher, was about the teacher at your kid's school, was just really sad. I mean, she was, I gather, in her young 70s, so she wasn't, you know, a 26-year-old teacher just starting out. But it's exactly when people say, well, they're older people. Well, I mean, she was vibrant enough. She was contributing to society. She was being a assistant teacher. She was helping kids. She was working and you know, presumably had another decade or 15 or 20 or however many years to live. And, I mean, you sent me the post as to what she said. And in the end, I mean, obviously it wasn't wise of her to believe those things or to post those things. But the penalty for posting misleading things on Facebook should not be death. The real problem is the leaders in our country, or the thought leaders in media and elsewhere, who gave her, who validated this way of thinking, right? I mean, there are kooks who believe things that the world is flat. You know, there are still kooks who believe anything. But so So there might have been a minority who believed that the virus wasn't real, but the folks who really are responsible for the death of that woman are the thought leaders who put into words, you know, that the words that she then just used, right, that the virus isn't real. And so she lived her life as if the virus wasn't real, and now she is gone because the virus is real. And that's not some, you know, crazy whatever story. I saw the Facebook posts. I saw the obituary. And it's heartbreaking.
Well, like, you know, and I don't listen to anything it's not, but the timeline lines up perfectly. You know, if you go to her Facebook page, it's like a whole lot of pro-Trump, Trump, and Joe Biden's a pedophile. She's just spreading conspiracy theories and loving the president of the United States. Well, the president of the United States gets out of the hospital and he tells people, do not fear this virus. And then she is on Facebook saying, I'm not going to fear this virus. And then she's on Facebook a week later talking about, I'm in the hospital with this virus. And then a week after that, you know, some people are posting, here's the funeral arrangements for this woman. I mean, in a span of 2 weeks, she went from, I'm not going to fear this virus, to I'm dead from this virus. And, you know, that's not a unique story. Like, that has happened to a lot of people over the past 8 months. I think most famously, Herman Cain. And so I don't talk about it to ridicule her or people like her, but I do genuinely hope people hear that story. People who think like her and know that you can't act like her because you might end up like her. I hope it resonates with people, but I'm not sure that it does.
No, well, there was a poll out today that my buddy Charles was referencing on my show today, which there's always been a you know, if you interview Democrats and if you poll Democrats and if you poll Republicans, there's always been a split on how they feel about this. But one of the interesting things was, you know, if one of the questions was, are you not going to go to, you know, are you going to avoid events because of COVID-19? And 2 weeks ago, 90 Democrats were saying 90% of them were saying yes. And, well, I'm making these numbers up. 30% of Republicans were saying yes. Now, 2 weeks later, 90% of Democrats are saying yes, and 50% of Republicans are saying yes, or something like that. I mean, I literally made up the numbers. But the point is, there has been, as we have seen this, I mean, for the governor of Iowa, who has resisted forever having a mask mandate, just issued a mask mandate. There has been a shift in thinking about this as, I mean, here's the truth. The nice thing is that we only have, now we do know there's two different vaccines on the way. We don't have to live like this forever, you know, maybe another 6 months, you know, before enough people, or maybe 8 months, or maybe a year, before enough people are vaccinated that we can sort of really go back to living the way we once lived. But help is on the way, and it's simply a case of being reasonable between now and then.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 9 a.m. Thank you, sir.
See you, man.
We'll be back in a second.
Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Zubin Mahinty.
Coming up Wednesday, a signature moment from Kyler Murray in week number 11. But is it enough to put him in the MVP conversation? Plus, one day closer to Thursday night football.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Live on 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is the only station in Memphis and the Mid-South that has rewind. Simply listen to 92.9 on the radio.com app.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The holidays are bustling with activity. Handle it all with Happy Honda Days. Bring skis to the cabin? The Honda CR-V and HR-V make it easy. Take on the season with financing as low as 0.9% APR on the 2020 CRV and as low as 1.9% APR on the 2021 HRV on select models for well-qualified buyers.
See your local Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals during Happy Honda Days.
See dealer for financing details.
All 75 months at 2.99 Mirage, LHO 10130, MSRP 16565, G4, LHF 12318, MSRP 17435, Outlander LZ 03889, MSRP 381, Outlander PEV qualifies for a $5,836 federal tax credit. Consult your tax advisor. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax filing and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/30/2020. Dealer stock only.
The 2020 year-end sales event is on at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage. Buy for $11,100 or $99 a month. 43 MPG Highway. A Mirage. You can't miss with 2020 G4. 41 MPG Highway, $139 a month, or buy for $12,435. Plus, crossover with 4x4 off-road capabilities with 74 MPG. 2020 Mitsubishi Outlander plug-in hybrid EV, $27,838 or $359 per month. And 10 years of confidence with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Tracy wanted to sell her Cordova home, but didn't want the hassle of a bunch of showings in the middle of a pandemic, so she took advantage of Josh Hysaw's instant cash offer. She sold the home with a full-price cash offer, had no showings, got to pick her own closing date. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. He has a 45-day guarantee. That's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 40 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick. It's totally up to you, and understand it's a risk-free proposition working with Josh. It doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Hysaw, 461-8147, on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Yes! Ha!
CBS Thursday.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed. I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this.
We got this, Wade!
Forrest, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new Unicorn, Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We can help you out and get you ready for the colder weather ahead. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Send money worldwide with Ria Money Transfer. You'll get great exchange rates and save on fees, too. Try Ria at Kroger today. NMLS number 920968.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Known
for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and that's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So, yeah, the barbecue is obviously great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company, it's way more than just barbecue. They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy: fried catfish, grilled salmon, chicken, best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com. Thanksgiving right around the corner, and why not just let Memphis Barbecue Company handle the cooking for you? They got double smoked hams with house-made glaze and pecan smoked turkeys that are available. They have pans of dressing plus homemade pumpkin pie with sugar pecans and caramel sauce. It's all terrific. You can order in a variety of ways. You can just call them, 662-536-3763. That's 662-536-3763. Or you can order online at memphisbbqco.com, and a manager will call to set up your pickup time. That's Memphis Barbecue Company. Go check the website, memphisbbqco.com. I told you earlier in the show that Texas A&M has withdrawn from the Crossover Mowers South Dakota event, the one that the University of Memphis is scheduled to play in starting next Wednesday. Ken Pomeroy chimed in about it, and he tweeted the following. He said, there are ways to get through this season, but starting it by flying in teams from across the country to play in front of fans in the capital of COVID ain't it. And it's hard to argue with that. I mean, this virus is raging everywhere, but it's especially bad in South Dakota. And at some point, if you're the University of Memphis, you have to ask yourself an honest question, which is the risk of going there worth the games that you're going to play there? Because, hey, listen, if it goes well, it goes well. But what if it doesn't? What if you travel to a place that is overrun with the virus right now, one player, doesn't matter who it is, tests positive, and now you have to contact trace the entire team, and then you got to shut it down for 2 weeks. Like, is that worth it? Like Ken said, there are ways to do this. I do not think the NCAA is going about this the smartest way. Like I've said many times, I would have gone to conference-only schedules, inside bubbles if possible. These non-league games are beneficial, but unnecessary. And my thing from the very beginning on this has been the goal is to hold and complete an NCAA tournament, crown a champion, cash a check. You don't have to complicate things by creating non-league multi-team events in South Dakota. I would have eliminated non-league games from the jump. The ACC initially wanted to do it, but opted ultimately against it. But I wonder if they won't end up regretting that second thought, say, come middle of January, because these outbreaks are unavoidable. Every day, literally every day, a new team is getting shut down. And this isn't being shut down after traveling. They just shut down because somebody tested positive in their everyday life. What happens when you add planes to the equation, buses to the equation, hotels to the equation, and, oh yeah, other teams to the equation? The outbreaks are unavoidable. The shutdowns are unavoidable. Is it really worth risking whatever you're risking in the opening week of the season going to South Dakota when so many other teams have already pulled out? This is an 8-team event. 5 of the 8 original teams have already pulled out. Duke, Utah, Ohio State, Dayton, and now Texas A&M. And there will be undeniable backlash if Memphis goes there. With everybody understanding exactly what is happening there right now, and then somebody catches the virus, and then the team has to get shut down, there'll be a lot of "I told you so's" or "what were you doing," that will be yelled at the top of people's lung, at the top of people's lungs. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not sitting here the way I take strong stances on some things and taking a strong stance here. I am not yelling, if you go to South Dakota, you are making a mistake. The only thing I'm saying is that it's probably past time that they seriously consider not going, because the numbers are trending the wrong direction. It's a very bad spot right now. And again, the majority of the teams that were supposed to be there with you, they've already said it's not worth it. Maybe you should start wondering if it's worth it as well. Be back with Dinner to Go.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. We got the NBA draft tomorrow night. You can actually bet on the NBA draft on the FanDuel Sportsbook. You can pick which picks you think are going to go in the top four. I like James Wiseman at number two, Anthony Edwards to go number one overall. So go get on that, bet the NBA draft with me tomorrow night. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And if you haven't done the live betting yet, it's super easy to place your bet fast during a game. If you're starting to see a trend you like during the MAC football games tonight, and to claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Oh, it's doing great. I've been on it now for about three and a half years. I've lost 67 pounds and I feel better than I did at age 40. I'm just getting older. That's the only thing that doesn't stop. Other than that, I feel good.
Listen, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean you have to feel your age. Are you ready to turn back the clock? It's 2020, and there's never been a better time to start looking and feeling young again. Introducing Andro400.com. Andro400.com has proven solutions to help melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, increase energy, and bring that spark back to your love life. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435 to see which product is right for you. Try the safe and natural way to start feeling and looking your best. And there's nothing to lose with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
The Black Friday sales event is on at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on Covington Pike. And we're going to blow you away with what you save. 2020 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-wheel drive IIHS top safety pick. We Gossett at $20,736 or $259 a month. Or power up your game in a 2020 Dodge Charger, $24,320 or $299 a month. And get rammed up in a 2020 Ram 1500 Tradesman Crew Cab 4x2, $29,656 or $396 a month. And 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x2, $29,878 or $398 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1901 Covington Pike. Online, gossettmotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars. Almost finance through Chrysler, 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.11 APR. Renegade, LPM 02132, MSRP 26580, Charger, LH167053, MSRP 31490, Tradesman, LG29329, MSRP 37855, Cherokee, LC403192, MSRP 35495, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/30/2020 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy.
DraftKings is live in Tennessee with mobile sports betting. Yes, that DraftKings, you may know them as the leading daily fantasy brand, but they have taken their passion for sports and developed America's top-rated sportsbook app. This is not some offshore operation like other gambling sites. DraftKings is a legitimate sportsbook based right here in the United States of America. With the DraftKings Sportsbook app, you can bet from wherever, whenever. You don't even have to leave your house, provided your house is in the state of Tennessee. So go download that top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code WMFS when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's code WMFS to get your deposit bonus up to $1,000. Only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but in the first hour, we mostly focused on the NBA. Had Bobby Marks from ESPN to discuss a number of things, among them the Milwaukee Bucks making two moves last night that make them the clear-cut favorite in the East and maybe in the NBA. They went and got Drew Holiday. They went and got Bogdan Bogdanovic. So they have a possible starting lineup of Drew Holiday, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Chris Middleton, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Brook Lopez. That's four players who averaged at least 15 points per game last season, three players who shot above 35% from three. They did have to give up future first-round draft picks, first-round swaps, and three of their top six scorers from last season's team that led the NBA in wins in the regular season, but undeniably they got better. They added shooters around Giannis and probably did enough to convince Giannis to sign a five-year Supermax extension. And so when people start talking about, did they give up too much? Did they give up too little? Was it about right? None of that really matters. The question is this: did they do something that will convince Giannis he doesn't need to leave Milwaukee to win a championship? If they did, if Giannis looks at this and says, this is good enough, I have my best chance to win a championship is right here with these guys, then whatever price they had to pay, it was a price worth paying. The ultimate goal here was to convince Giannis we are trying our best and willing to do anything, mortgage the future even, to try to give you an opportunity to win championships as soon as next season. Last night they did that, and now we'll see if Giannis actually does sign the Supermax extension.
What's the biggest game tonight?
You down with some action?
I guess.
I guess. I can't get it.
I'm sorry.
I don't care. Like, people, I know people, like, will watch it because it's football and bet on it because you can.
Right, right.
And tweet about it because it's Maction. I just don't care.
I will say it's very smart of the Mac to, like, take over these weeknight game, like, these weeknight time slots. Like, that's the perfect way to get exposure for your league, right?
Absolutely.
To play these Tuesday, Wednesday games.
Yeah, if you are a non-power conference and you start playing all your games on Saturday, nobody's watching your games.
Right.
Why would I watch Buffalo Bowling Green when there's SEC games on, Big Ten games on, Big 12 games on? But on Tuesday night, if you want to watch football and really sports, if you want to watch sports, you are pretty much reduced to watching either Buffalo Bowling Green, Akron, Kent State. I mean, that's where we're at right now. So let's focus on the top game, Buffalo Bowling Green. It's going to happen in Bowling Green, Ohio. Buffalo is a 32-point favorite?
I know. I thought that was crazy, and Jeffrey was like, let's roll with it. I was like, okay.
I don't know anything about any of this. So, whatever. It sounds like Buffalo is going to improve to 3-0. The total is 58.5. You can watch it on CBS Sports Network. Kick is scheduled for 6 o'clock.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, the NBA draft is tomorrow night, so ESPN is doing an NBA draft preview show tonight live on ESPN2. So I'm sure they will discuss James Wiseman. They might even discuss Precious Achiuwa. You want to check that out? Go watch it 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN2.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Jeff retweeted a column that originally published last month, but is worth a read today if you didn't see it the first time around, about Tommy Pacello, who died yesterday after being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He's only 43 years old. Now, the picture that is published, the Daily Memphian, of he and his family, is just absolutely heartbreaking because you see a young man and a beautiful wife and two beautiful girls who, you know, are going to have to grow up without their father. And I know a lot of people listening right now knew Tommy well and loved him. And he was an incredibly bright and ambitious and productive Memphian, somebody who really did good things in this city. And so Jeff had written about him last month. If you didn't catch it then, go to Jeff's Twitter feed. You can find it now. Again, it's also on the website, dailymemphian.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow is the 2020 NBA draft.
That's right.
And so we will be talking about that a lot. Kyle Boone, who handles a lot of draft stuff for CBS Sports, is going to join me in the first hour. Jeff Calkins will be here in the second. Looking forward to it. Already. Enjoy your night. I'm going to try to enjoy mine. And we're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
I bought football tickets for my husband, and now I'm in a football bubble. All I see online are articles and ads about football. I hate feeling manipulated. I downloaded DuckDuckGo, and I saw a difference right away. Get privacy online with DuckDuckGo.
If you're looking for the best in jewelry quality or looking to customize the jewelry you own, then head to Platinum Jewelers. Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, and I've shopped with Platinum Jewelers for years, and I can tell you hands down, diamonds, so stop by for an appraisal. Platinum Jewelers, an official sponsor of your Memphis Tigers. Visit them off Perkins Extended in East Memphis or at 9387 Poplar in Germantown. Go Tigers!
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, here to welcome you to exceptional service. We've got the best prices of the season, getting ready for Thanksgiving on ants, termites, and everything in between. Give us a call at 388-0852.
The holiday season is driving season, so Advance is helping make sure your vehicle is ready for every road trip with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1 with a Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x Speed Perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
time to break up with disappointing breakfast and make it your ex-fist. Because Wendy's has your new breakfast love. We're talking a hand-cracked egg on every sandwich, always crispy oven-baked bacon, all coming together to make the Breakfast Baconator. That's right, a Baconator for breakfast. So go tell the world you're with Wendy's Breakfast now. And hurry into Wendy's for the breakfast of your dreams today. We got you.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
And the children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of cyber threats danced in their heads.
Add cyber threats to the holidays, and it ruins the whole thing. Like if you're gift shopping online.
I entered my credit card so lively and quick, never considering that cyber criminals were watching my every click.
We do so much online this season that can end up exposing our personal information. But if you have Norton 360 with LifeLock, the holidays look a lot merrier.
On Norton, on LifeLock.
Norton 360 with LifeLock helps protect the info on your devices, your online privacy, and your identity. No one can prevent all cybercrime or identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock helps you tell cyber criminals to
dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Now you can save 25% or more off your first year. Go to Norton.com/news. That's 25% off at Norton.com/news.
Your CBD store, Millington, has so many award-winning CBD products, it's a different store for everyone. For you, it's a rest better store, while for your cousin, it's an everything is under control store, and for grandpa, it's a meet me on the tennis court because it's time for an whipping store. Again, it serves different purposes for different people, even fired up Gramps. Your CBD store, award-winning products for a balanced life. Visit your nearest location today. Your CBD store, Millington, 8570 South, Highway 51 North, Suite 107, next to Huey's.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
I bought football tickets for my husband, and now I'm in a football bubble. All I see online are articles and ads about football. I hate feeling manipulated. I downloaded DuckDuckGo, and I saw a difference right away. Get privacy online with DuckDuckGo.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.